BBC News with Sue Montgomery. US officials have said that the American Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, will lead a high-level delegation in direct talks with Russian officials on ending the conflict in Ukraine. The unnamed official said the meeting would take place in the next few days in Saudi Arabia. Peter Bowes reports.
Marco Rubio had already been due to visit Saudi Arabia as part of his first tour of the Middle East as Secretary of State, but US officials say he'll also hold talks with Russian and Ukrainian negotiators. A spokeswoman for the State Department said Mr. Rubio had spoken with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as a follow-up to Donald Trump's conversation with the Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week. Russia said it was to lay the groundwork for an eventual summit between the two presidents. The call between President Trump and his Russian counterpart broke nearly 3 years of silence between Washington and Moscow.
An illegal gold mine has collapsed in Mali, killing close to 50 people. Most of the victims were women, some with children on their backs. David Bamford reports.
The collapse took place near Kenyeba in Mali's western Kayes region, where a great deal of artisanal mining takes place. Bodies were pulled from the mud and a nearby lake. Some were buried under a mechanical digger that toppled over when the collapse took place. Saturday's accident occurred at an abandoned site formerly operated by a Chinese company. Beijing is heavily invested in developing Mali's mining industries with the approval of the military government, but much activity is unregulated.
M23 rebels fighting government troops in eastern Congo have called on residents in Bukavu to set up vigilante groups to prevent mass looting as the rebels advance towards the city centre. Reports speak of chaotic scenes with online video showing young men making off with food stolen from supermarkets and a UN depot. Here's Richard Kagoi.
Panic has engulfed Bukavu, eastern Congo's second-largest city, as residents flee just a day after M23 fighters marched in. Streets are largely deserted, with people sheltering indoors. One resident told the BBC that many women fear venturing outside due to the risk of sexual violence. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has warned that the escalating violence could spark a regional conflict.
Police in Austria say a 14-year-old boy has been killed and five other people have been seriously injured in a knife attack in the town of Villach. They have arrested the suspected attacker, a 23-year-old Syrian. Police have involved extremism specialists in the investigation. Meanwhile, German police say two of those injured when an Afghan man drove a car into a crowd in Munich on Thursday have died. BBC News. At least 15 people have been killed in a crush in Delhi at the Indian capital's main railway station. A hospital doctor said three children were among the dead. Thousands of passengers attending a huge Hindu religious festival had been transiting through the station. Here's Anbarasa Natarajan.
According to one eyewitness, two trains were either delayed or cancelled. That led to more people on the platform. Another eyewitness was talking about how an announcement about change in platform also led to people started running towards the another platform. So there was chaos, even though there were some security officers. The crowd was so big, they were struggling to contain, and everything happened in 15-20 minutes. People trampled over each other, and even the videos from the site showed how the belongings of those who were caught up in this crash were left on the platform. People were collecting them.
An American military plane carrying another 119 Indian nationals accused of entering the US illegally has landed in the Indian city of Amritsar. It's the second group of Indians deported from the US since President Trump assumed office. The US was sharply criticised by some in India earlier this month when it deported more than 100 Indian nationals in handcuffs and chains. An ethnic militia that controls the southeastern area of Myanmar bordering Thailand says it's preparing to deport more than 8,000 foreign nationals involved in cyber scam centres. A spokesman for the Karen Border Guard Force said this was part of a crackdown in the cyber crime outfits that have mushroomed in the area. The Vatican has confirmed that Pope Francis will not lead this week's traditional Sunday prayers at St. Peter's Square. The 88-year-old pontiff was admitted to hospital on Friday to be treated for a respiratory infection. A statement said he'd been told to rest. BBC News.